second day of interviews for the post of National Director of Public Prosecutions, a post which Cyril Ramaphosa will fill sometime in December. Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News was there. Barry, as I was saying earlier, I haven't had a chance to follow everybody, but I did love Andrea Johnson's performance is perhaps the wrong word, but her appearance, she was really feisty and she called it the way she sees it. Even the Pope wouldn't be able to rescue the NPA at the moment.
No, absolutely. I think Andrea Johnson was fantastic. I think it certainly is encouraging to know that there are people within this organization that have such passion about their jobs, such care about the role of this institution serves in society, and wants to turn it around. She's got the heart, she's got the skin in it, to really want to make change. But you're quite right. She was very honest about the difficulties that this organization is facing. On that comment about the Pope, she was asked, what does there need to be structural changes? She said, even if the Pope was appointed tomorrow to be the NDPP, this organization would chew him up and spit him out. She talks about how the top echelons of this organization are part of the problem, and that's one of the things she'll do if she's appointed. She'll remove out those. There'll be a massive reshuffle. There's some people, as she described, as overstaying their welcome. I mean, you can only think of perhaps a Willy Hofmeyer or a Silas Ramahite who might soon find themselves in other parts of the building if she gets the job. So very feisty, very confident. She wasn't shy to say what the problems were. She spoke clearly about political interference, and even in her own job there was interference. And she believes that the way to turn it around is a big shake-up and to get people back to what they want to do, which is to prosecute without fear, favour or prejudice.
Barry, Rodney de Kock, who's the Director of Public Prosecutions in the Western Cape, went into this process with a very, very good reputation. Competence, integrity, professionalism. But one of the, I don't know if that is fair to call it a question mark, but one of the things that I heard people saying about him was that he's not the most dynamic of characters. And in a way, it appears that his answering of questions, his qualities might not have been properly reflected by his obvious discomfort in that situation.
He did come across as far more reserved. So, we went from the fire of Andrea Johnson to the more, measured approach by Rodney de Kock. But this isn't a reflection on how good he is as a prosecutor. But the question, of course, is he a good manager? And, one of the questions that stood out to me, now, everyone is being asked the same question. Well, if you walk in those front doors tomorrow, what are you going to do? And he kind of had a chuckle, sat back, said, I haven't actually given it much thought.
Wow.
You think, but hold on, you're coming here to take over. You must have given a thought. And if you haven't, well, that's the problem, isn't it? And then he said, he would go in there and you'd have a couple of meetings and you'd try and assess the situation. And, from there you'd decide how to do that. And he was actually pressed on that particular point. He did get quite uncomfortable when he started saying, put the dead weight, we'd get rid of people who aren't, heading in the right direction, we'll isolate them and get rid of them. So, once pushed, but that very standout point, what is the first thing you'll do when you walk in? And he said he hadn't given it much thought. That, to me, was a problem.
And then up next was Moipone Noku, who's the Director of Public Prosecutions in KwaZulu-Natal. And ahead of her appearance, there were question marks perhaps about her independence, because it is alleged that she has taken away the possibility of prosecution of people who are closely connected to, business people in KwaZulu-Natal who are closely connected to Jacob Zuma. But she was, again, quite feisty in trying to rebut those kinds of allegations.
Yeah, feisty, but I don't think very successful, because there are court judgments against her, which is very problematic in terms of her arguments. But you're quite right. But she put it down to unfair media, who aren't always impartial. But, you look at the Amigos matter, where there were two MECs involved. That one there, she said, she was treated unfairly, that she took the decision based on the facts presented to her all very well. But when we got to the next issue that we were dealing with, it related to a Judge Patel, who was the judge president in KwaZulu-Natal. Now, he was accused of crimen injuria. Now, the decision was taken by Noko, and they proceeded to this particular matter. She said she got all the advice from the top echelons of the organization. They went ahead. When it got to the day, and I must stress out, the judge president resigned. He left his job because of this. He was accused of crimen injuria. When it got to the day of the trial, they withdrew the case. The judge went on to go and sue the state for malicious prosecution. The High Court awarded this judge 900,000 rand in damages. Now, here comes the difficulty for Prosecutor Nockel. It found that she was an unreliable witness, that she did not assist the court, Jaap Seliers who was making the point. If you are going to prove malicious prosecution, this is not about negligence or making a poor decision. It has to show that you acted with intention and you were malicious, and this is what the court found against you. She conceded it. She can't escape that. It wasn't appealed, she says, because the NPA bosses decided against it. So let's put the question, would we be doing our duty to the country and to the NPA to disregard these findings and appoint you as the NDPP? She said, fumbled it, well, you know, this is just one judgment, but you cannot escape, you cannot get away from these findings.
Barry, is that it to date? Or is there somebody else in front of the panel at the moment? Because we have, had six yesterday, we've talked about three today, there's a total of 11.
Yep, we actually had five yesterday. So far, Noko is just wrapping up now. We've got an advocate, Naomi Manaka, who's up next. She's an advocate in practice at the bar in Johannesburg. She's acted or has practiced as a magistrate before. And then tomorrow we've got two more advocates, Malocho and advocate Shamila Batoy.
Thank you very much. Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News. Advocate Shamila Batoy is somebody who has a lot of experience in South Africa, and she's also spent time at the International Criminal Court. And if she were to come back into this position, then, well, she, of the possible candidates, she is the person who is most obviously free of political taint because she has been completely outside of the criminal justice system in South Africa for the worst of the last few years. And she is one of when Glynis Breytenbach was holding a news conference yesterday saying, I'm withdrawing because of, etc. Glynis Breytenbach was asked, who do you think should do the job? And Shamila Batoy was the person that she thought was most appropriate, but she also had high recommendation for Rodney de Kock, who, as we've heard, didn't fare particularly well in the interview.